7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
That's a piece of a snake. Interesting. Oh, what was that? Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Here comes the wind. Okay, yes, once again, the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And due to lots of thunderstorms in the last 24 hours, we've got some nice cool weather, and it's overcast right now. It hasn't rained in about 6 or 7 hours, and now we just have some weird wind. It's like perfectly still for a while, then there's these huge gusts and all the trees bend halfway over. And then it dies off. And now I'm walking under the canopy. I had no intention of coming outside today. But since everything was good weather-wise, well, except for the humidity, which is why I'm having such a terrible day. I had a bad night. Sleeping issues. Regardless, I thought, nah, let's go out. So now, here we are, down at the creek. I've just walked under the canopy, and I'm looking around. I am looking around, of course, for my owl friends, because I like owls. And I like to find them down here, and we see them all the time. But due to the weather and everything, it's very quiet down here. I am hearing the occasional birdie birdie chirp chirp. I just heard like a crow cawing. And what was this? What's going on? Okay, yeah, we got squirrels in the trees here doing crazy stuff. That's fun. Alright, so like I said, it's been raining. Oh, I was up before dawn on a number of occasions. It was still raining. And then, at like 6:15 I got up and I was up for a couple of hours. Sun came up. And it stopped raining. So now it's just kind of wet. The grass in the lawn out there wasn't so bad. There's no like water on my shoes. But the mud here, or the dirt here, is kind of muddy. It's looking kind of slick, but we're going down anyway. We got to go down into the creek. See what's... Whoa, slippery. Yeah, I'm in the dead leaf area. There's a bunch of dead leaves right here. And they're making the slope treacherous. If I can get onto the regular old dirt, here we go, we might be okay. Working my way down into the creek. Okay, I'm almost there. And I'm pretty much down. Here's that golf ball that we found yesterday and left here. I hear more odd birds. I'm just looking up into the trees. In the immediate vicinity. Well, no owls are jumping out at me. Where's my owl buddies? I did notice that there are a couple of people out on the golf course. So that's good. Do we have any golf balls down here? Any golf balls that were knocked into the creek yesterday will not be here. They'll have washed away. Yeah, and that one white one that was here, that's not here anymore. And there was a yellow one under the picnic table. That doesn't appear to be there anymore. Oh, here's the yellow one. It's down here a couple meters. Okay. Not interested. But I am kind of interested in why these birds were squawking over here. Because I sure don't see any more golf balls. It's been raining enough that I don't think there's been a lot of lost golf balls in the last day or two. So I'm gonna come down here to better look up just in case any owls, because I know they like this tree. No, where's my guys? Where's my guys? Oh, I almost walked into a web. Ugh. I just remembered I need to go to the store. Ugh, I don't want to do that. Today is Sunday. Maybe I'll go later tonight. Well, we're not going to be going downstream because there's too much water. Too much water in the creek, 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 creek. Yeah, see, we can do some rock hopping, but then once we're down in the middle of the creek, yeah, the water goes wide. We can't go anywhere. There's no getting down there. Okay. So in that case, I'm going to turn around here and go look for stuff upstream. Maybe we'll find some fungus. Here's that little stick with the little stuff on it. That stuff is cool. I did notice when I was driving over here that those people who live over there on the corner who have that old tree stump in their yard, there's mushrooms in that stump zone. They got mushrooms. Wow. What the hell was that? Something just made a lot of noise right up there where we walked down, where we come down into the creek. Like something was jumping through sticks. Or is there a little foxy up there? Who's up there? Who made all that noise? That was a lot of noise. I don't see anything though. Interesting. Oh yeah, okay, so I'm tired as hell. I don't even know how much sleep I really got. Probably only 3 or 4 hours. I got a blue jay squawking above me somewhere. Do we have an owl? Is he squawking at owls? Where's my owls? I want my owls to talk to me. I want my owls to say, hoot, 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 hoot. Because that's what they say. Ooh, something just fell near me. Oh, am I being bombed? I don't know. And I ate all my sandwich stuff yesterday. What am I going to eat today? Oh, I guess I could make some soup, eat some gyoza or something. Oh, maybe that's what I'll do. Oh, what else we got going on? Did I do any synth stuff yesterday? I don't think I did, but I thought about it, which is almost the same as doing synth stuff. Because you got to do some thinking. It's science. Synth is science. It's applied electronics and physics. And it's very science-y. So you have to think about it a lot, because you got to think about science. I'm standing in the mushroom zone, but instead of looking down for mushrooms, I'm looking up for owls. Because I'm not seeing any mushrooms. I'm hearing a blue jay. He's all yappy. Oh, what was that sound up there, I wonder? That was so wild. Well, Okay, so am I being stalked by dudes and I just am not aware because I'm so tired? The good news is that for the last, about 12 hours or so, I've been drinking Gingin May. Yeah. Yummy, delicious Gingin May. I love drinking tea. Oh, another thing I should mention is I think I found a VCA that I want. Yeah, it's a quad VCA in like a small package. And it's all very simple and sort of straightforward and sort of just, you know, four traditional VCAs in one package. Which I realize, it doesn't sound very exotic when you know me. I'm always looking for sort of the more exotic thing. Well, yeah, but this is only $120. Which is very, very reasonable. That's like $60 less than the next similar product by a different brand name. Where the hell are my owls? I'm looking for owls. I'm staring straight up in the air. Where the hell? Where's my owls? I'm not finding any interesting fungus either. Huh. So I gotta think about getting this VCA. And since you can never have enough of VCAs, I think I'll just get this one to be my workhorse VCA, and then the next VCA I buy can be some kind of weird thing. And I have one kind of in particular in mind. Hey, what's that sound? Are there ducks up here? Or is that just squirrels? I don't know, let's bushwhack through here. I gotta push trees aside and bushes. Ugh. Okay. Look for mushrooms. This is a good zone. We need to check logs. We need to be checking logs because it's been dry, but we've had some rain lately. Do we have corals? Where are the coral mushrooms? I guess that's what we're looking for today. We're looking for owls and coral mushrooms. And I also got to get some patch cables. I've reached that stage where I kind of don't have enough patch cables. I'm at the stage where I can use all my patch cables. And still be able to do a couple of things. And so I need just a couple more patch cables. So I got to buy a bag of patch cables. And I want to buy this VCA. What's that? What am I hearing? Oh, there's water and birds and squirrels over here. Okay. We got some squirrels up here doing something weird. Should I walk under them? Am I going to get bombed? Probably going to get bombed by a squirrely bomber. Where is he? Yeah, he's up here on the other side of this tree. Oh, and I've got to get some kind of offset generator. Which really isn't that big of a deal. Isn't that something you can make, Tobe? There's a squirrel. These squirrels are making some weird-ass noises now. What's this guy yapping about? Hi, buddy. Hi. He's making all kinds of noises. What's he doing? Is there another squirrel inside the tree? Oh, no. Here's the other squirrel. He's on this other tree. Okay, there they go. It's squirrel freak-out time. Hey, wait. Did I just hear the owl, or did I just hear a mourning dove? Oh, I'm not sure. I'm gonna keep creeping up here a little bit. I think I can make an offset. I mean, it's just DC voltage. But I'm also kind of thinking, don't I, like, wanna, I don't know, make it like precision or something? Wouldn't I like to have one where I could just have a knob that incremented in 1/12th of a volt? And wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, it would. That's what I want. Don't know how to make that, but I can figure it out if I wanted to. Okay, I'm gonna step into this dead tree zone. Those squirrels are still talking to each other, making weird noises. I'm looking for mushrooms, and on this big old dead tree, we've got 1, 2, 3 different fungi growing, but not any corals. Is it just too early? This is the right time of year for corals, but it's been so dry. Let's move up here now. See this log right here? This says, I've got corals in me. And I said, okay, show me. So I'm checking this log, because this is the type of log that gets them. And they like to grow on the underneath side sometimes and stick their heads out and, where the hell's my mushrooms? Not actually finding any corals yet. Okay. Maybe there's some over here. There's some more tree action logs, and we're coming up to the end of the line here. Not the end of the line of the show, just the end of the line of this particular path, because then we hit this sort of cliff. Can't go any further. The creek takes a jog. This is a kind of the area that collects ducks. Any duckies in here today? No. No duckies in the creek. No duckies today. No owls. Kind of a slow day, to be perfectly honest. Alright, let's get over here by the big old trees. The big old dead trees. What do we got? What do we got? Well, bark. We got, we don't have jack. I'm not even finding any Caprinus. And there should be Caprinus freaking everywhere. Oh, okay, well, here's some Caprinus. Here's some Caprinus over here by this tree. Down at the base, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got a dozen little mushrooms. Just, what's that sound over there? Birds. We got a dozen mushrooms at the base of this dead tree, and that's about it. Okay. That's fine. I have some disappointment. And now all I can hear is some children screaming somewhere up here in the park. Are they coming down into the creek? They might be. There is no school. School is out. Here's some interesting little mushrooms. Hi, buddies. Oh, this looks like Caprinus. Caprinus pins on this little stick. Gonna be mushrooms in about an hour, I'm sure. Okay, what about some other exciting fungus? No, there's just not a lot of action. Well, let me be the first to apologize for kind of a slow day. Kind of a crappy show. This isn't a good episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Well, yeah, though they all can't be awesome. And I blame the lights that were shining into my house last night. Yeah, so at 1:15 a.m. I think it was actually 1:16. But regardless, 1:16 a.m., I went up into the kitchen to heat up my tea or get something to drink. I can't remember exactly what I was doing. Yeah, I think it was tea related. I remember I was holding something, and the only time I'm holding something when I'm walking into the kitchen is when I need to make tea. So I was going up into the kitchen to make tea, and I was walking up the stairs when I noticed that there was a whole bunch of extraordinarily bright halogen-type lights being shined into my house from outside. There's just light coming in the living room windows. All right, I gotta go below these crazy-ass squirrels again, so... Yeah, this guy's guarding his territory. This guy's gonna attack from the side again. He's coming around. Wasn't there another squirrel in this tree over here? I think it's 2 against 1. Uh-huh. This guy's excited. Look at him twitching his tail. Wow, fast, fast, fast. Okay, we got two squirrels. We got, oh Jesus, we got three squirrels on this tree. On the big tree. Then we got one squirrel on the little tree. The one squirrel really wants to protect his little tree. These guys are directly above me. Dropping stuff on me. Ugh, yeah, you missed, sucker. So yeah, I'm just standing there on my steps, holding my teapot, looking out the windows, and I can just see like half a dozen very large, very bright lights shining into my house from about, I don't know, 40 meters away. Somebody's up the street, and my house is kind of on a curve, and they're up there, and there's a whole bunch of lights, and I'm like, whoa, right? What the hell is that? Can't see anything because it's pitch dark outside, and I'm looking into the source of the light. Okay, that's not how you see things, right? So I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I was heating up my tea and whatever I was doing, and I tried to get a better view. I thought I heard weird sounds outside. I heard something on my deck, and I'm like, okay, this is cops. This is gonna be a SWAT team raiding my house. Something's going down. And so I started turning on all my external lights to let everybody outside know that I'm aware of their presence. I'm kind of going, and I'm waiting for the knock. You know, boom, 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 open up, it's the police. Oh, here's some more Caprinus, some little Japanese parasols. Cool. Little mushrooms all around. See, here's a log that looks like it would be good for corals. I do not see any coral mushrooms. Maybe they're just going to be a little bit late this year. So I'm waiting for the cops to come banging on the door, and by the time my tea is ready, nothing has happened. But then it sounds like there's things on the side of my house, and then I'm looking out the side window, and that little motion detector light that my neighbor Shannon has on the side of his house, that thing's on, meaning that somebody or something has gone through the, you know, the lawn. Oh, we got other people down in the creek behind me on the other side. They got the waders on. Maybe they're looking for dudes too, or just some garf bars. So I'm standing there, and I said, okay, I gotta know what the hell is going on, because it looks like some of the lights have moved. So I grab my keys and my wallet and everything. I jump in the car, open the garage door, and I back out of my garage, and I'm looking up towards the lights. And I can't see anything, but yeah, I'm lit up. My house is lit up. I'm waiting for freeze, don't move, stop the car. You know, rifles pointed at my head. And of course, that didn't happen. So I back out of my driveway. And, you know, this is all up the street. And so instead of going up the street, I went down the street and I circled around. And by the time I drove around the block and came out the side street that was pointing me right at the light source. Oh, we got a little nice Caprinus here. Squawk, we got the Blue Jays. And now we got the Blue Jays freaking out. Are they freaking out about these guys? These guys hunting mushrooms, these guys hunting golf balls. There's a lot of squawking. Yep, we got an owl up in the tree. There he is. And there he goes. He is heading over to... Oh, he just went over to another one of the golf course trees. I'm not sure which one that was. That kind of looked like the smaller one. Yeah, there's birds over there hassling him. I can't quite see him, but I know where he is. Yeah, we got some irate birds. All right, so anyway. Drive around the block, and I get on the street that's going to bring me out right to the light sources. And the light sources aren't there anymore, although they technically are. It's a tow truck. It's a giant tow truck, and it's now turned around. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. These guys are looking for golf balls. There's one up here. Yeah, here. I'll grab it. Hold on. And there's a yellow one down there. Pinnacle 2. Okay, those birds are still squawking, which means that owl is still flying around. These guys are heading downstream looking for more golf balls. Is there any more up here on the bank? I'm not sure. I don't think so. And there's duffers up on the course. Oh, yes, here comes my owl. He's flying back up. Mr. Owley is now directly above. Oh, where did he go? Where did he go? He's in the tree right above me. I can't see him though. But he's following us around. Yeah, these guys have no interest in staying dry. They're just tromping through the mud and the water. That's cool. Looking for golf balls. I totally get it. Wonder if I should go down on the other side. Anyway. Yeah, so somehow in my driving around the block, although maybe the guys turned the lights off, because when I was, I'm trying to think, I can't remember. Yeah, because when I drove past them, then all the lights that were on were now red or something. I don't remember, but somehow the truck turned around and they dumped the car off or whatever the damn problem was, and they, hey, what's that? Yeah, so it wasn't cops. Oh, it's the end of the line. The end of the line for me, yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And the water goes down the drain. This has been the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I'm never paying any attention to the damn time, and so... blah, blah, blah. Dubious Goals Committee is over. I might hang out down here for a while and... try to find this owl. Where's my owl?